This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
This morning, a 20-year-old male asylum seeker was found dead at the Curtin Detention Centre. As Australians, we're getting used to hearing stories like this. But what will our children and grandchildren think when they look back on this time in their history classes? The Salvo is one group who are keen to educate children on the issue, and that's why they've published Emmeline Rabbit, a cute little picture book with a sting in its tail. It's a book about what it's really like to be a refugee. It was conceived by the Salvo's Social Justice Director for the Southern Territories, Captain Genevieve Peterson. Good morning, Jen.
Hi, thanks for having me.
You're very welcome. So this is a subject close to your heart?
Absolutely. I've worked with quite a few refugee children in the various communities that I've worked in, and they're just beautiful children, and it breaks my heart when the public are, you know, can be quite mean and ignorant towards them.
And what kinds of issues have these kids faced before they come to Australia?
Oh, well, often they've had situations where they've been in a war or suffered significant persecution. They've often left at a moment's notice, not knowing that they were going to leave, taken by usually their mother or someone older in their family. Fled into sometimes a refugee camp, sometimes waiting there for years. Other families that we've worked with have actually got onto a boat and then fled for their lives, which is a long, long journey. And for children, it's just something that they just really don't understand. Mm. And then they finally get to Australia. And sometimes it all works out.
But what sort of challenges do these kids face once they're settled in Australia?
You know, some of the kids I've talked to really feel a longing to go back home. They don't really understand that home was an unsafe place. Some of them don't have any memories of home. They left when they were really young. Mm. So they feel disconnected. Culturally, they feel disconnected. But they really often, most of the kids that I work with, really see themselves as Australian. They love being in Australia. They do miss their home. And they know that there's a sadness that their parent or parents feel. Often the older brothers and sisters have quite a different experience of life than the young siblings, who generally have no memory of the war or horrific situation they've come from.
Mm. So how did you come up with the concept for the picture book?
I guess, you know, I work with a lot of children and but also in my social justice role have a lot of responsibility in educating the public about various social justice issues. And as I saw more and more in the media about asylum seekers and just some of the hatred and rejection of asylum seekers, I guess I kind of just put two and two together and went, you know, I need to start changing the attitudes that people have towards this particular group of people who are really fleeing for their lives and need our care.
Well, it's interesting that you raise this, the issue of the hate, because I know that I will get complaints after discussing this. And I after a while, I did get a little bit, you know, put off talking about refugees because I thought, oh, you know I'm going to get bombarded with complaints. But hearing this morning of another young man dead in detention really made me feel that we have to talk about this issue. When people are dying in custody, we can't just pretend there's no problem here. So that's why we're talking about it.
Yeah.
But I guess the way that you've done it with this book is really quite beautiful, because it is a very tender story about a character of a rabbit, a mother rabbit. So tell us a bit about Emmeline Rabbit and what she faces.
Yeah, she lives in the forest in her little tree, and her family come across some wild dogs who really are so mean that they kick them out of their forest, and they have to make the long journey to a safer place. They have no idea where they're going to go, and they don't know if they're going to come back. But eventually they come across a jungle where everything is different, everything tastes different, and everything looks different, and all the plants and animals are different. And they find, they're just trying to keep out of the way, but eventually, a chimpanzee comes along and sort of says, you don't really belong here, and they feel quite rejected. But then a beautiful hero in the book, Cuthbert the Deer, steps forward and says, why can't we have them? There's plenty of room for them. And there's a change of heart in the jungle, and the family are accepted.
So what are you hoping that kids and their parents will learn from this picture book?
Look, I'm really hoping that we just get rid of all the political issues on asylum seekers. You're right, it is a very hot topic. I really want to sort of stop thinking about that just for a moment, stop the issue of legality and of resources and so on, and really just come down to the value that's involved here, which is very much a needy group of people who are looking for acceptance and protection. And that's something that I think that all Australians can offer. We can work out the details, as we go, but really at the heart of it, are we a people, are we a country that's willing to accept people in need. We always have been through our entire history, and I really just want Australia to get back to that, the heart of who we are, which is a people who accept others and embrace them and help them settle into this country.
Look, I'd love to see a copy of the book when it comes out. It sounds really gorgeous.
Yeah.
And it sounds like, I guess, just a creative way of just talking about this issue.
Yeah, and I'll get all the details to you of how you can purchase the book when it comes out.
Okay, when is it due out, Genevieve?
I've actually got a copy in my hand now. It came off the printers on Friday, so it'll be on the website in the next week, and that'll be justsalvos.com. People can order it from there.
Okay, thanks so much, Jen, for telling us a little bit about
it.
Okay, that's Salvo Social Justice Director for the Southern Territory, Captain Genevieve Peterson. The book is called Emmeline Rabbit, and it will be available on the website from next week at salvos.com.
This has been a Hope 103.2 podcast. For helpful articles, station news, videos, devotional emails, and more podcasts, visit hope1032.com.au.